children with her, Alexander and Aristobulus. He later killed Alexander and Aristobulus, and he killed Miriam. He killed out the entire family. Now, he claimed to be descended from Aristobulus, though there were those that said that he really was descended from Herod himself, because Herod, among his other habits, one of them was incest, and that he therefore fathered many children in many different ways. In any event, when he was a very young man, as was the Roman custom, he was taken to Rome and raised in Rome as a hostage. That was the policy of the Roman government, was to hold the children and grandchildren of the king hostage in Rome, and in the event that the king did something that the Romans didn't like, so then they had the weapon that they could immediately kill him. When he was in Rome, he was a very wily, clever person. He made friends with all of the right people, and he was raised in the Roman household, in the household of Augustus and later of Tiberius the Caesar. And he was friends with the emperor's nephews, with Drusus and Germanicus. He was friends with future emperors, Caligula, who later became a madman, and also with Claudius. Both Caligula and Claudius would become emperors, and he was part of their group. He was educated with them, he played with them, and he had their Roman education. Now, in the struggle, the Roman power struggle, as to who would succeed to be the emperor, Caligula was able to have Drusus killed and Germanicus killed. In the Roman world, they all, it was a very, very, tough would be an understatement. As I mentioned to you, they almost all died by poisoning, and therefore, and in the Roman world, eating was a big item, and therefore they were always vulnerable to poisoning, and there were professional poisoners around. There were all sorts of inventions in poison. And therefore, these people were eliminated, and at the death of Tiberius, Caligula became the emperor. You all know something about Caligula. Caligula was the absolute height of lunacy that existed in the world. But he was an emperor, and it's not the first time that a lunatic has become the emperor. And when that happens, then terrible things happened. Rome was subjected to a reign of terror. Caligula appointed his horse to be a member of the Roman Senate. That may not be as lunatic as it sounds, but the Senate did not take kindly to it. He had thousands of people killed. He was just a wild man. And one of the things that he did was that he reverted back to primitive Roman paganism. As I had mentioned to you last week, during the reigns of Augustus and later Tiberius, the Roman, even though officially they were pagan, the leaders of the Roman world were not as frum as they once were. They didn't really believe in a lot of the nonsense any longer. They'd outgrown it. They'd seen too much of the world. But Caligula not only believed in it, Caligula had himself elected as a god. And because he was a god, therefore he felt that he was, no matter what